My husband looks at indecent images online. My heart hurts. My self-esteem is broken. Refuses to get help. It's been nearly 10 years. Okay, what the short answer to this is that what he's doing is completely wrong. Can't be justified in any way whatsoever, okay? However, at this point, I'm not speaking to your husband. I'm speaking to you. And you are, you'd be surprised, but you are probably the best person to be able to help him out, okay? A lot of people who have this issue, they're probably not going to be willing because they're embarrassed about this. He's probably embarrassed. I mean, if he has any virtue and, you know, attachment to his faith, he's probably going to be guilty about this. He just can't help it. It's a bad addiction and he's not willing to get help. You're the one who can help him. But firstly, you need to overcome your own feeling of loss of self-esteem. So when you speak to a lot of men, the reason they do pornography is not necessarily at all because you have a deficiency. A lot of women will feel this, that aren't I enough? Why does he have to do this? This is a weird thing that unfortunately men do, even if their wives are perfect. It's a bad addiction. It's just extra what they do. Okay? You could have been the best person in terms of intimacy and something, and he could probably still do it. Right? Because it's just really out there and it's so easy and so on. So firstly, it's not necessarily at all an affront to you. Once you get over that, then you become much stronger. Because if you're feeling like you've got a deficiency, you're not in a position of power at all. Right? Because you feel guilty now. You feel like you need to do something different. And that's very, very wrong. Shaitan could end up making you do a lot of evil things that way. And you're not in a good position to negotiate and to help and assist and be a good counselor. So firstly, remember that it's not an affront to you necessarily. It's wrong what he's doing, but it's not an affront to you. It's a personal problem that is a personal weakness issue. So you need to help him and support him and say, why are you doing this? Let's try to help you out, right? And not freak out all the time, right? Because that's not going to be helpful generally, because then he's just going to try to hide it more, right? You'd rather become his counselor in that sense, okay? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help. There are facilities online. I think it's called Purify My Gaze or something like that. There's an online kind of therapy course that you could take as well. You try to, with a lot of love and compassion, try to get him out of that. As I said, as we spoke about today, just because of that evil act, don't start to hate the person, right? Hate the act, but you need to extract them and help them from that. And you're in the best possible position, because if you love him, you know, you're going to be the one trying to help that out and not divulge it to others for no reason.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.